Hanover Square Press and Harper Audio presents The Trial and Execution of the Traitor George Washington by Charles Rosenberg, performed by Alex Windham. Part 1. Late Fall, 1780. 1. The almost 7-week voyage westbound across the North Atlantic had not gone well. Black had been seasick on and off since the day the sloop of war, HMS Peregrine, had sailed out of Portsmouth. Some weeks, when the wind and waves had been relatively calm, he'd been fine, but each time the weather roughened, he'd had to rush for the bucket all over again. Some cruel sailor had even painted his name on it. And it all seemed to amuse the crew, and they'd snickered openly in front of him. If he'd been able to wear his uniform with rank and campaign medals on display, they would never have dared. But on this voyage, as testified to by the name splashed on the bucket, he was travelling as Mr. Smith. He was billeted as a civilian, supposedly being transported to New York at the request of the Admiralty for reasons not revealed to the crew or the more junior officers. And so they treated him with disdain, as if he were a clerk in a counting house. Even the ship's captain, Charles Ingram, had seemed at least mildly amused by his discomfort, despite Ingram having assured him that the sea was rather calm for the North Atlantic in late fall. The captain, of course, was aware not only of his true name, Jeremiah Black, but also of his rank, and where he was actually going to be put ashore. He had not been entrusted, however.